It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And welcome, everybody, to today's exciting episode.
Your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. It's the franchise, boy. I'm shining now. You can't see me. My time is now. In case you forgot or fell off, I'm still hot. Knock your shell off. My money stacked fat. Plus, I can't turn the swell off.
I feel like I should have been beatboxing behind that, but I don't know what the song actually is.
It is called Your Time Is... My Time Is Now. Your Time Is Now by John Cena.
Oh, John Cena, the old wrestling legend.
What I love about John Cena is the fact that his gimmick that he plays into is you can't see him. So there's loads of memes of him like being invisible and things like that.
Him poking his head out and I didn't actually know that about John Cena, to be honest. Then there's a lot I don't know about wrestling that I'm sure you could fill me in on if I was to allow it.
Yes, there's too much to go into. I don't even keep up with it nowadays.
No,
I do enjoy it, but it's mainly the pay-per-views, if you know what I mean. Like, I don't watch it on a weekly thing.
Big money gatherer, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, we almost had a resident wrestler here for quite a while, didn't we? We'll ask Truman how he's getting on these days.
Yeah, see what he's up to. I bet he's spinning around with all these conspiracies and things
going
on.
I'll bet he is. And that's kind of what we're talking about today. I should have invited him today, really, but... He's since he got his championship title, he's and not just our championship, his own championship title. He's far too busy for the likes of us. I feel sometimes.
Yeah, he's getting up there. To be fair, he's doing quite well. Yeah, so good on him. And I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff. People think it's a gimmick, his whole conspiracy thing, and it is slightly, but he is actually into conspiracies.
Very much so. Yeah, it's more of an extension of his personality rather than a complete act, isn't it?
And he's actually been write about a fair few things.
Yeah.
Like, over the course of, like, the last year or so, like, chatting to him behind the scenes and stuff, he's said some things, and I've gone, oh, I've not really heard that conspiracy before. And then fast forward a year, and it's like, you see little bits of it in the news and stuff.
Out, yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay. He's obviously in tune with it a lot more than the average person.
Yeah, so. I think he is. Yeah, we all get him back on at some point. Well, reach out and see if he's interested in conversing with us meager mortals.
Us sweat hogs. Yeah, when he's not kicking butt across the country.
Yeah, he's a very busy man.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
But
what we got?
There's a shouting out to Truman anyway. We remember you, buddy.
We always remember Truman.
Yeah. And he would be interested in today's topic because, well, we've been sort of skirting around it for the last few weeks.
Mm.
But today I can't contain it any longer. I'm taking the episode, episode, and I want to talk about these drones / UAPs / UFOs, whatever you consider them to be. They're all over the world at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Mainly
USA though, isn't it? The majority of them.
Majority of what we see reported is in the USA. Yes. Yeah. They are making a big flap about it.
Yeah, are they ever?
As opposed to here in the UK,
mm-hmm.
Obviously, like a month or so ago, when this all started taking off, we started seeing drones or supposed drones, lights in the sky, let's say, over three main air bases here in the UK, not too far from us, fairly local to us.
Yeah,
Mildenhall, Lakenheath, and Feltwell. Interestingly enough, they're all UK air bases that are colonised by Americans.
Mm.
And there's also Honington and Marham that are not too far away, and neither of those reported the same sightings. Could it be something to do with the nuclear technology that is, quote unquote, maybe there?
Probably. Yeah.
You know, this is the thing. And there was a YouTube channel. I should have written it down because I've forgotten what it was called now. But it was a guy at Lakenheath who lived in Lakenheath Village who would go out and video the phenomena at night. His channel got taken down, deleted.
Mm, interesting.
Very early on.
The plot thickens.
That's what was happening here in the UK. UK government stands in its official position for quite a few years now has been, we've already released everything that we know to the public, or at least everything that they're going to admit to us anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
They basically have washed their hands of anything UFO, UAP related. The Air Force are not interested. The military are not interested. Mm-hmm. If you want to report a UFO, report it to your local police or to the British UFO Research Association, MUFON, you know, any of these other organisations, but not the military. They don't want to know. They don't care.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
The UK standpoint was we've cross-referenced everything that we know about UAPs and we don't see it as a military threat to the country.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with all of that.
No?
No, I mean, it's too early on for a rant, if I'm honest. But
it is early for a rant. If you're going to rant, let's save that for a little bit later. But let's rewind anyway for a couple of months and take this back to maybe not the start, but kind of the start of this episode at least, is with Cliff High and the prediction, the 39-day prediction, which has kind of almost got forgotten about now. It was, you know, a couple of months ago. There was this. It was all over the place that Cliff High had predicted. Well, this was the thing. It kind of got all blown out of proportion because everybody was saying, "Oh, 39 days is going to be an alien invasion," and that wasn't the case. So let's go back and actually study actually what it was, because I went and looked into the Cliff High and sat down and watched a very lengthy video where he explained it all. And the prediction, he claims, was made in 2009
mm-hmm.
by his programming finesse that he called Webbot.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what Webbot was actually for, and how and why he created
Wasn't
it?
Wasn't it just measuring analytics of human behaviour or something?
Kind of, yeah. So what it did, it was like a spider bot. It would analyse almost every web document in the world, anything that it could get its hands on, and it would analyse the way humans speak. And it would assign a emotional what's it called?
Algorithm.
An emotional attachment to the words.
Okay.
So you imagine that you've got four words that mean the same thing. You've got discomfort.
Yeah.
You've got pain. You've got hurt, and you've got agony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of these words basically mean the same thing, but there's varying amount of emotional discharge when you use them. Yeah,
so
if you're saying I'm feeling discomfort, yeah, it's a low level emotional attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whereas if you're saying oh, I'm in agony, there's a high emotional involvement there.
Yeah,
and that's what Webbot would do. It would analyze how humans were constructing their sentences, what they were talking about, across the entire internet, and it would make it was designed to make predictions, but not just like not about UFOs or anything like that. What it was designed to do was to predict the stock market. And what you could do is you could subscribe to the website, whatever it was called, and if you pay money, it would let you know what the predictions were, so that you could buy or sell stock ahead of time with almost law-defying inside knowledge, if you know what I mean, because obviously it's highly illegal to actually trade with inside knowledge, but these were predictions made by a bot that doesn't necessarily have that inside knowledge. Yeah. It's just it's coming up with these things. And Webbot, sometimes it had hits, sometimes it had misses. I'll go through the misses first. It gained a lot of notoriety, and it was very much talked about when it contributed to the 2012 phenomenon, where it predicted a cataclysm that would devastate the planet on the 21st of December
2012.
The end of the Mayan calendar. There was this, at the time, everyone was talking about the end of the world because the Mayans never predicted anything beyond the 21st of December 2012.
Mm.
Webbot, obviously picking up on all that being discussed over the internet, obviously thought it was going to happen. And it predicted some kind of cataclysm. It didn't predict the end of the world, but it did predict something bad. It said possibly the reversing of the Earth's magnetic poles, which is a natural phenomenon that could occur, or nuclear attacks or something like that. Anyway, December the 22nd came along and nothing had happened. Nothing had changed, yeah? So that one was a miss. It predicted a massive earthquake would happen in December 2008 in Vancouver. Again, no earthquake. It predicted that the US dollar would completely collapse in 2011 and that Israel would bomb Iran within the administration of President Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. Now, some of the hits that it actually had was the Northeast blackout of 2003. Do you remember we discussed that with, Dominion Lost? The 2004 Indian Ocean earthquake. How it managed to predict an earthquake, I have no idea. And Hurricane Katrina. Mm. This is not officially recognized, but I have heard that Webbot predicted the stock market crash of 2008, but I can't find any write-up about that to prove it. Or that's just something that I've heard, maybe to sensationalize it or something like that. But that is basically what Webbot was for. It was to make stock market predictions, but it obviously made other predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cliff High said that because it was a a language analysis bot, you have to be very careful in how you actually infer its predictions based on the language that it uses. And in this particular instance, the one that we're talking about, the 39 days, a lot of people call it the 39 days till melee. That is not what it predicted. Okay, and Cliff Eyers said this himself in his own video. It predicted that, like I said, back in 2009, so he claims, it predicted that President Trump would appear on Joe Rogan's podcast, which didn't even exist at the time, apparently, or it would have been very, very early days if it did exist. But Trump wasn't a president, wasn't even a candidate for presidency back then.
Wasn't even thinking about it.
No, he was... What did he do? He did real estate magnate, wasn't he? Yeah.
Entrepreneur, businessman.
He was just a businessman. Joe Rogan was a presenter, wasn't he? Was it wrestling or boxing or something?
He was UFC commentator. He had his own show, that one with all the dares and things. Yeah, but not
the podcast. If he even had the podcast at the time, it was a very small thing. It wasn't the biggest podcast on
earth. No, it was off his sofa.
Yeah, exactly. So if Webbot really did predict this back in 2009, it would have been a drop in the ocean, like a really, really out there prediction. And what it predicted that was 39 days after that happened, we would see visible contention in the skies between unknown aerial phenomenon. Visible contention that would degradate down into a melee. I will explain all this in a second, but it didn't say that the melee would happen after 39 days. It didn't put a time frame on how long it would take for visible contention to degrade down into a melee. And Cliff High himself said he didn't know. It might take days, weeks, months, might even take years. We don't know. But visible contention, I think this is what we are seeing now. We recorded an episode on the 39th, you know, hoping that the nuclear bomb wasn't going to drop or something like that. It didn't, but it was never, that was never actually predicted. What was predicted was visible contention. Now let's look, because like Cliff High says, the wording and phrasing that Webbot uses is very important in deciphering what it's actually predicting. Now, visible contention, visible, obviously, we can see it, and we are seeing things in the sky. Mm-hmm. Contention is a different word to aggression. It's a different word to conflict. It's a different word to combat. It's contention. It's contest. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Contesting. Now, let's bring it back to wrestling. John Cena and whatnot, right? Wrestlers, when they're in contention, it's when they're stood up on the stage going, "You won't get into the ring with me, I'm going to mess you up." You know what I mean? That is the contention part of it. And then when they get into the ring and the fight begins, that's conflict. These are different words with different meanings.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the skies at the moment, we are seeing drones controlled by who knows who. Yeah, but they we've seen video evidence on TikTok, Instagram, everywhere, YouTube. It's all over the web. Of actual military grade drones, and you can see the propellers. You can see the people have fished them out of trees. Some have crashed and been and recovered and whatnot. They are actually drones, as the same that I used to fly. You know, with a little RC radio controller. Same sort of thing. You know, they might be quadcopters, hexacopters. They might have. They might be jet style propulsion. All sorts of manner of things. And a lot of these drones make a lot of noise. They've got flashing lights. They look weird in the sky, but they are drones. They are just drones.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've got UAPs in the sky, things that people can't explain. And what seems to be happening is that these two different phenomena are facing off against each other, going, look what we can do. Look what we can do. The UAP is going, yeah, but you can't move this fast, can you? Yes, but we can sink into the ocean. And, but we can do this and we can do that. And, don't want to mess with us because look at the numbers that we've got. But we can materialize out of nowhere. And, you know, the contest is going on. The contention is there.
Yeah. So the aliens, well, if they are aliens, UAPs or whatever, they're starting to make themselves known a bit more. And then the drones, there seems to be a lot of drones.
Well, we now have, the United States has a Space Force.
Mm.
They need to do something to show that we're not, you know, we're not just going to lay down and take whatever aliens can throw at us. You know, we're going to put up a fight or whatever. Particularly in America, that's what they're going to do.
Mm. Yeah.
And like you said, if this is aliens. Now, let's address that as well. I think there's a good chance that it's aliens.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah? Now, I don't know whether to mention it or not. I might as well mention it. Stephen Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer.
Mm.
To me, he's fallen out of favour in recent months, over the last year or so. I don't like the guy as much as I used to.
What's he done?
He'll reveal what he wants to reveal, and he'll tell you as long as you pay for it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's fallen out with all the major whistleblowers, Grush, and, you know, all of these other people that have come forward and just gone, yeah, they look like that. This is what I know. And Greer's gone, well, no, because I'm the government's confidant in all this sort of thing. Is he...
Mm-hmm.
Bleep. Right? He's not. He just wants everybody to think he is. He has come out and said that in January 2025, this month, he's going to present this disclosure.
Mm.
But he said that many times and nothing ever comes of it.
No, that's what I was going to say. He makes that promise quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because not enough people are paying for it. Mm. I almost went to see him in London at a recent visit. Do you know how much it was going to cost to go and see? Honestly, you don't want to know.
Triple digits.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Triple digits and quadruple digits if you wanted a VIP pass.
Oh, right.
It was nearly $2,000.
Wow. What about standard tickets? Like 200 quid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Just to watch him talk about stuff on stage. But anyway, disregarding Greer, because, yeah, Greer is Greer. Some people love him, some people hate him. I used to really, really like the guy. I wouldn't say I don't like him now, but I'm not so...
You're not as trusting of him as you once were, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But there are officials that are starting to say it, even in the United States... is it Congresswoman? Is her name Nancy Mace, the one that was leading the Congress hearings on the UAP?
Nancy sounds familiar.
I think it's Nancy Mace, and it's definitely Mace something. Congresswoman Mace. Let's just say that.
Okay.
She came out not long back and said there is a good chance that the UAPs or orbs that we are seeing in the sky could be of extraterrestrial origin.
Mm.
A lot of people are saying, well done her, at least someone is actually standing up and saying it. Someone of notable stature, you know?
Yeah.
She's not saying it definitely is. She hasn't been able to get that information, but she's saying that there is a good chance that the information that she is gathering is leading to a conclusion that this could be extraterrestrial phenomenon.
But what's the next step? Like, are aliens going to come down and make themselves known? Are the government going to shoot them? Like,
this is still kind of open to discussion. We're kind of getting there. I don't necessarily know the answers, but more and more people are starting to accept that could be a possibility. Now, the other day, well, it'll be a couple of weeks ago now when this podcast goes out. Obviously, we're recording this several weeks in advance, so this could even be old news by the time this comes out.
Yeah, it could be other stuff.
But the director of security for Israel military forces has openly stated that aliens exist. They are here. American government knows about it. Even Trump knows about it. And... given time, this will all come out as public knowledge.
Mm. But we've heard that for years, and nothing's still been confirmed.
100%. Nothing's been confirmed, no.
Yeah.
Now, this is well, if this podcast went out on late. Oh, firstly, though, back in 1999, a guy who used to work at Area 51, interview with Jim Goodall, he said that he was interested and was asking around the higher-ups in Area 51 about the UAPs and UFOs, reverse engineering, and all that sort of thing. And he was told they couldn't tell him. He didn't have clearance. They couldn't tell him, discuss what was going on with the UAPs, aliens, and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. He would find out. They said they wouldn't be able to tell him until the year 2025. This is on video.
Okay.
Him admitting this. Now, whether that's just pure coincidence that was a year that they plucked out of the air, or whether this has been planned for over 25 years, this incursion or invasion or whatever you want to call it. I don't like the word invasion, because if this is an alien visitation, I'm not confident that they are hostile, because I think that, like you've said before now, where you go, oh, how can a species that's travelled 25,000 light years through space fall at the final hurdle when they get here to Earth and crash their plane or drone or whatever?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
If they've got the capability of travelling 25,000 light years through space, I think they've probably got the capability of wiping us out before we even knew what hit us.
Yes, yeah. If it was an invasion, we wouldn't know about it.
Kurt Gestart, which is a YouTube channel, they do like scientific theories and whatnot, explanations almost for kids, but adults can enjoy it as well. They came up with a theory about if there was alien civilizations out there and we knew about them, and would you approach in peace or would you approach with conflict? And if you did approach with conflict, almost the only scenario that you could win would be hit hard, hit first, and make sure you annihilate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the last thing you want is an interstellar conflict going on across light years of space. Yeah, so, yeah, if they were going to attack, I feel like we wouldn't even see it coming.
Yeah, I think they're probably not hostile. But then the thing that gets me with all these drones, it was only, last year that we heard there's a mothership in our solar system. No one's talking about that anymore.
No.
So information goes so quickly. Like we said, by the time this comes out, there's probably going to be more information.
Quite possibly.
Or
yeah,
even
yeah.
a solution.
There's been talks about motherships in the Atlantic Ocean and Pacific Ocean. I think not far from San Francisco. Is it Guadalupe area? There's been people tracking flight radar and seeing military aircraft going around and circling areas of the sea, just a few miles off the coast.
Oh, yeah, because just before this whole drone thing, didn't they try and confirm that aliens live in the oceans?
Yeah, 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 yeah. The guy, the lawyer that represented Dave Grush came out openly on video and said that he knows of at least two bases in the ocean that UAPs are launching from, yeah. And now we sit here and reports that drones or, UAPs, it's some kind of, that there are aerial phenomena that are launching from the ocean, coming over land, and then going back to the ocean. So, I mean, there is credence to these claims, I guess.
Is there, though? Is there credence to
Well,
that?
We don't know.
That's the thing. The whole thing is a massive mystery. But I just don't trust anything in the government and media anymore. Since the whole Epstein thing, I just don't trust it.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts, and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/redcircle.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
Anything.
In terms of drones, now, I used to fly drones. Mm-hmm. A lot of people all around the world fly drones. Civilians won't be responsible for 99% of what we're seeing.
No, there's no way. They get flagged if they fly anything over an airport.
Exactly, right. So. Particularly like in a lot of countries around the world nowadays, you have to have a transponder on your drone. Legally, mm-hmm. So to get your drone license, you have to prove that you're putting. If you buy a commercial drone, like a DJI or something like that, you know these ones that have sale all the time, they will come fitted with a transponder these days.
Yeah.
If you build your own drones, you have to put a GPS transponder into it so that air traffic control knows what's in the sky at all times. Mm-hmm. You have to have a license, which means you have to adhere to the rules that they set, which means you're not allowed to go over 120 meters in the air. You're not allowed, well, unless you get a special license, you're not allowed to fly over people. You're not allowed to fly near or over buildings. You're not allowed to fly at military installations, and you're not allowed to fly airports. Mm. Now, the better levels of licenses you get in England, you can just get a basic license. You can just pay for it, and you just got to pass a little online test to get your basic drone license. That won't cover you for much, though. To go further, you have to get commercial drone licenses and stuff like that. In America, you have to, the basic one is called a Part 107. That just lets you fly a drone around anywhere. Like your DJI drones or your racing drones, like what I used to fly.
This is so confusing.
Anybody who flies drones knows that there are limitations to flying at night. There are limitations to how far you can fly. And even if most people are flying drones and they're just keeping their eye on it. Mm-hmm. If you fly FPV style drones, which is what I used to do, which is where you have a little headset on, like kind of like a VR. A headset. It's got little screens inside it, so you see what the drone is seeing. So it's almost like you're piloting your own aircraft. You're flying it like that. But even if you're doing that, you still have to have somebody who's watching your drone, a spotter. Mm-hmm. And they have to be able to see it at all times. So flying at night, not ideal. You have to have a license to do that anyway. And everybody knows you're supposed to stay away from military installations and airports. And this is why it hit the news and the media, is because these things were being seen over airports. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it wouldn't be commercial people doing it. Now, it could be Black Ops military groups. There was reports that South Korea had tested flying a drone. And they tested it with a new hydrogen-powered battery, I think it was. it could stay in the air for up to 14 hours, and they flew it over 5,000 miles away from where it was being controlled.
Mm-hmm.
So these are possibilities. They are possibilities that these drones are being controlled from who knows where.
And my thing with that,
yeah, go
if it was another country, do you think America would be playing the patience game?
Because no.
They've already said in the old interview and things that they tried to blame Iran for it and said it's possibly Iran. Then I'm hearing Israel. Then I'm hearing China. And then you're saying South Korea. Let's be honest with their history. If it was another country, whether it's a drone or a plane or whatever, I can tell you now, they're not waiting.
Shut down. Look at the weather balloon that China had over the West Coast.
Exactly.
Straight away shot down.
Mm-hmm.
But no, America, I'm going to cover this because as I'm reading this, this is breaking news. Obviously, by the time this podcast goes out, it may have been taken down from the internet. It may be old news, but this was released literally less than 12 hours ago as I'm recording this by Mayor Ryan Hurd of New Jersey.
Okay, yeah.
Now, he actually said, I'll just read it through. It says on this thread, this was on Facebook, it says, thread, the drone mystery they don't want you to solve. Buckle up, this is going to be long. Share it widely because Facebook will take this down soon and they might even ban me too. Let's talk about what went down in New Jersey this last month. Number one, Wednesday, December the 11th. Governor Phil Murphy called a mandatory in-person meeting for New Jersey mayors in Ewing. Reps from the New Jersey State Police and the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness were present. The topic, unidentified aerial phenomenon and drones. They admitted that they don't know. Point, who's flying them. Point, where they're launched from. And point, where they land. So he says, wait, what? It's 2024 in America and they're this clueless? Question mark. Says, two, he says, I lost it. I stood up and I asked, one, can you confirm this isn't a US military operation? The state police Colonel Callahan said, it's not. So he said, can you confirm it's not a big tech company, Google, Amazon, SpaceX? Callahan said, it's not. He said, so who is it then? They didn't have an answer. And he says, that's when I went straight to the media. So, three, a quick backstory here. He says, I've spent 30 years in tech. I know all the players and all the, like, the skunk work projects that they're hiding. He says, look me up on LinkedIn for proof. He said, on the way home, I started calling everyone in drone tech and surveillance. Guess what? Nobody knew anything. So I assembled a team, he says. A guy called Craig, who's a combat veteran, retired major, drone whiz extraordinaire. A guy called Dr. Green, combat veteran, retired GS-15 tech expert. I don't know what that is, but it obviously has some credence. And he said he also got involved the folks at Blue Halo, which is a cutting-edge counter-drone technology development company.
Okay, legit people there then.
Yeah. He said they brainstormed for hours. Only three possibilities made sense. He's not letting on what they are. He says one, two, and three, just question, question, question. He said, but to confirm anything, we needed evidence. The make, the model, the origin, and Blue Halo's Locust TATS system could do it. Yeah? Locust TATS system. So, Friday the 13th of December, I pitched the plan to Governor Murphy. The deal? Blue Halo provides the tech and the operators for free. You know? Mm-hmm. No charge. To detect, identify, and, if approved, acquire the drones. Murphy connected us with Colonel Callahan, who then set up a Zoom meeting with the FBI. on the FBI call. Me, Craig, Dr. Green, Callahan, and an FBI special agent. They laid out the problem and the solution. The FBI agent said they were bringing in their own assets to detect the drones. The problem is the FBI tech only detects small Class 1 and 2 drones. We're talking about Class 3 and 4, totally different. Like, these are the kind of drones that, like, we've heard reports that they're car size or minibus size, you know? These are massive drones. The FBI apparently ended the call abruptly, giving no reason. So, Saturday, December the 14th, he says, I attended Rep. Chris Smith's press conference in Seaside Heights. I briefed him, the local mayors, and the Ocean and Monmouth County sheriffs. They loved the plan. We also discussed involving the Coast Guard to assist with detection using Blue Halo's tech. Monday the 16th of December, we got red-lighted. The FBI had no interest in the solution, despite it being military-grade tech offered for free with the operators included. Mm-hmm. Conveniently, Congress is now in recess.
Mm-hmm.
And now he says, he moves on to say, here's what you need to understand. One, the federal government doesn't want a solution. Two, they're creating the illusion of a solution. And three, this is classic plausible deniability. You're being fed a cover story. Planes, illegal drones, stars, the moon, whatever they're saying it is, don't buy it. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you an example of that in a minute. Why are they so quick to shut down real answers? Why are top-of-the-line tools being rejected? Why is Congress on a break just as things heat up? This isn't just incompetence, it's a cover-up, and you are the pawn. He says, as you can see in some of these texts, he's put some text on the screen that they've received, we even have a solution for educating the public and having you help us in detecting real drones. But the way they want it is chaos, so it helps with the cover-up. I'll leave you with this, he says. If the government won't protect you, who will? Mm-hmm. Share this thread. Wake people up. The truth is out there, but they don't want us to find it. Keep watching the skies.
And that is exactly why I've sat here and not had much to say. Because
not had your rant.
That is exactly how I felt weeks ago when all this came out.
Yeah.
I knew from the start when I started seeing videos of, like, these old farmer guys that were shooting at the drones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they're getting arrested and getting serious, like, fines and possible jail time for protecting their property from these drones and things like that and other videos. But I knew from the start, this is the American government know exactly what it is. They know what's going on. They have a bigger plan in store. And as we've seen over the years with everything that happens, like we're talking Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, when that was going on, it was a complete distraction from all the bills and stuff that they were passing under the table. This is exactly the same thing. And this is exactly what I said 15 minutes ago.
You can't trust it. what they're sliding under the table while we're all being distracted by all this stuff.
Yeah. And it's the arrogance of it.
Yeah.
And they're currently doing it right now with Luigi Mangione.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
You're probably going to cover that in a different episode.
I will. Yeah, yeah. And the reason I'm holding out is the same with the drones, is we're probably going to get more information. But I'm telling you now, it's a cover-up.
Possibly will. But to address this thing, like what they're saying that it is, like whether it's the moon or stars or stuff like that, the stars are the latest one.
Yeah, yeah. It's a load of rubbish.
No, it kind of is, but it kind of isn't. Because an out-of-focus star, honestly, because I've done astrophotography, I've done drone flying, so I'm not exactly uniquely qualified, but I kind of know a little bit about this and how it works.
It's not going to be that close to us, though.
No, but when you're focusing on a star, you're essentially focusing your camera to infinity. Yeah, you haven't got a distance to go to. It's very difficult. Yeah. With telescopes and stuff, particularly with the reflector telescopes, the struts that keep the front mirror in place will give you an indication of whether your star is in focus or not, depending on whether you get what we call diffraction spikes. Have you ever seen pictures where the star has got like the lines coming from it? That will almost tell you whether your star is in focus. A star that's not in focus kind of looks like a bubble of rippling water.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of videos online on Reddit and stuff like that of people claiming things are orbs where it does look very, very similar to an out of focus star.
But people know the difference between a drone and a star.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, particularly when the lights are flashing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's these very zoomed in videos and stuff that you get going, oh, this was observed over New Jersey or over wherever, and you can't tell because there's no background. You can't tell whether it's in focus, whether it's not in focus, what it is, what it isn't, and a lot of them it's very obscure. Yeah, it just kind of looks a bit like a halo. Now an out of focus star can look like just a halo, a ring of light in the sky, rather than a pinpoint. That's what you're looking for it to be a nice classic star is a pinpoint of light. Now this picture that I'm about to show you has pinpoints of light. It also has a very, very mysterious object, and this is the first time that I've shown Josh this image. What do you suppose that is?
That looks like what the Bible describes as an angel.
Okay.
You know, the thing with the eye and the wings and stuff?
I'd describe that as an ethereal brain unravelling itself.
Okay, I know what that means.
But that looks like no kind of drone that you would see here on Earth.
No, it almost looks a bit AI, doesn't it?
In the age of AI, I would say almost. But now, this was taken by a photographer, Nancy O'Connell. She's 61 years old. She's been a professional photographer for 20-something years. She says this was taken with a Sony A7IV camera with a 600mm lens. That is a telescopic lens, the kind that the paparazzi take pictures of the king in his bath from 3 miles away. And she said, this is what I get after 3 nights of shooting at Little Egg Harbor, wherever that is. It says, since this seems to be relevant to this somehow, I'm 61 years old and indeed a boomer, a paid photographer for almost 20 years. Not sure what the point is. So just one more thing. People keep saying that the government or whoever is deleting posts. Nah, it's people deleting them themselves. Because, wow, when you see this, you won't believe it.
Mm.
And it is. It looks like you say, something out of a science fiction or out of a computer
game. It looks very different.
It's very, very different. It doesn't look like any kind of aircraft, or it looks almost like something actually, an organism that lives in the vacuum of space, but nothing that you'd even recognize as a living creature.
It looks like organic matter.
I'll probably make this picture the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Or include it in the thumbnail. Now, why I like this is because it has pinpoint stars in the background. So it's not just an out-of-focus star. It's what you're seeing there is what was genuinely in the picture, and I can tell that because she included the metadata.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this image that we're seeing was currently being displayed on an Adobe program called Camera Raw. The document type is on there, the file name is on there, the application name is on there, the date created, the timestamp, the file size, the dimensions in pixels, the bit depths, it's 16-bit RGB color mode, the profile is untagged, and the content credentials are not available, it says, so obviously it's got no thing. But all of the metadata that you want to know that is not just a photoshopped image, because someone could recreate that.
It does actually look AI, but if it's got all the metadata. But
that is a camera raw file. That is direct from the camera.
Mm.
If any photographers are out there, they will know that a raw file is the picture that any DSLR camera takes.
Mm.
And that is what we're looking at. That is what the camera captured. That's why I like that image.
And that's in the sky, not in space.
That was it. Well, you don't know whether it was in space or just in the atmosphere, because you can't really tell. There's the only background to it is the stars, but the stars are crisp, they are pinpoints. This was in focus, and it still looks like it's moving.
Yeah, it's quite freaky looking, but I'd rather that than drones.
What I believe is going on is exactly, to bring it full circle, is exactly what Cliff High and this web bot predicted, is that it is a visible contention. There are stuff out there. There is stuff in the night sky that we can't explain, that we don't know where it's from, or what its origins are, who they are, if it's a them. But there's also these drones quite possibly being controlled by black operations that are not going to reveal themselves either. And there's this contention that's going on. Now, the melee that he talked about, melee, again, we have to be very specific with our words and the definitions of them. Melee is not just using a sword, or as like if you play computer games these days, you consider a melee weapon a handheld weapon.
Close combat,
yeah, rather than a ranged weapon. That's not the actual specific definition. According to Cliff High, he says that melee, in this instance, is an old military term, an old naval term, in fact, for when organized conflict breaks down into a free-for-all. It's every man for himself. Orders are not being followed. Everyone's just doing their own thing, trying to survive, trying to do what they need to do. That, he says, is coming.
Well, yeah, it's heading that way, for sure.
Definitely, the way things are going, you wouldn't be surprised to see that happening. No. But at the moment, what we see, so far as I can ascertain, is genuine, visible contention between some kind of Earth-based drones, whoever's controlling them. It doesn't matter which nation it is, because we're all in this together now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and something from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Forget the alien signal that I spoke about a few weeks ago. They brought it to us.
I feel like the lines are very blurred and it's not as black and white. I think that there's a lot of confusion and there's a lot of stuff going on. Drones and the other stuff being seen in the sky, the UAPs, are two completely different things. So the fact that you've got the American government saying, we don't know what these things are, but we also don't know what these things are. There's actually two things that are in the media mm-hmm. that they're not taking any claim of or credibility towards.
They're trying to disguise one with the other.
Yeah, and they're blurring the lines for everyone. Mm-hmm. This also sounds like, whether you believe it or not, it does actually sound a little bit like Project Bluebeam, like the start of Project Bluebeam.
Yeah, to do. Yeah, a lot of people have said. But one of the things about it that I take your point, and I think it's a very good point made. Project Bluebeam has been mentioned on more than one forum, mm-hmm. But the point of Project Bluebeam was to create panic, in a way. Create some kind of hysterical reaction from the public so that they can then enforce this new world order.
Mm-hmm.
But people aren't doing that.
No. People are like, lied to for something.
Yeah, whatever. And they're getting on with their daily thing. And look, there's very, very few people online that are actually in a panic about this from what I've seen. A lot of people mm-hmm. are either just like, yeah, whatever, I'm just going to get on with my daily job. Or they are like, well, actually, no, I welcome the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that they actually come down and sort this f-ing species out. Because we're constantly on the verge of wiping each other out, annihilating mm-hmm. each other as nations.
Yeah.
What we need is something to bring us all together. Hopefully, this is what's going to do it.
So what does that say about the government?
That's
exactly it, isn't it?
One other thing that Cliff High did mention, as a side note, is that part of his prediction, although not really widely discussed, is that he said that this signified the end of the technological era and the beginning of the sci-fi era. So who knows? Maybe it might not happen in the next weeks or months. It might even still take a few years, but we might be stepping into an era where there are a multiculture, not just of humans, but of non-humans here on Earth as well. We might be accepted into this galactic federation that people are discussing. Like the Commander-in-Chief of Israel has said, there is a galactic federation that we're not part of, but they are communicating with us, and maybe now it's our acceptance into that. Maybe our games like Star Wars, Mass Effect, you know, these great sci-fi, you know, experiences, that even, I know you hate it, but Star Trek, you know, or this sort of thing, maybe we are stepping into an era where this science fiction becomes reality.
That would be cool. That would be nice. As far as this goes, I don't believe anything that comes out of the government or the media. I just don't. I just, like you say, I think there's a bigger agenda. I think there's a bigger plan. And we still don't have the answers. But it just shows that what you were saying is people aren't fussed because of how many years we've been lied to. And we've had things where it's been distractions and there's been conspiracy theories and there's been such injustice when the government's concerned. And like you say, that they don't look out for people. Yeah. And it's stuff like that that we're now seeing more of, because I think people are just so tired of the government and what they're trying to present to us, being like, look at this. We don't know anything, where they come from or anything. And we all know deep down, we're all like, yes, you.
Yeah,
you're involved.
A new kind of fascist regime, isn't it? And that's why I put it to you that we don't do a normal paranormality scale. My paranormality scale for this week's episode is meh.
Right.
It's meh out of 10. Meh.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's just see what happens.
It's just whatever. I could go off on another round, but I won't.
We're pushing for time now. I've been waffling on and didn't realise how long we'd taken on this one. That is, so far at least, the conclusion for the drones, the invasion, the incursion, whatever you want to call it. I for one welcome it, and I welcome it in one respect, but I also think that if aliens do land here on Earth and present themselves and are widely known, then half of what we talk about is then not really discussion anymore, is it?
Yeah. I do actually welcome it, because why not? Yeah. We need a change. Like, we've had enough. Welcome the aliens. Yeah. They'll probably be better leaders and lead us to a better place.
Bring me a pet Wookiee.
No, I think a Wookiee would tear us all apart.
I don't know.
We would be the pets to the Wookiees.
Well, we kind of would, but
Ewoks.
Chewbacca was nice enough. Ewoks? Yeah, I'll have a pet Ewok instead, that'll do.
Yeah, I'll welcome it. Bring on the change. Bring on the aliens.
Yeah.
I'll welcome them with open arms.
So do I.
With arms wide open.
Probably going to cack my pants when I see them the first time, but, you know.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, it's the risk you take, isn't it? Change must come.
Yeah, and if they're like those skin, you know, those skin cats, then yeah, I'd be a bit freaked out. But if they've got features that...
Or like the Nordic-style aliens that we hear about. They just look like humans, but more intelligent.
Yeah, it's fine.
Slightly bigger eyes. Or
even
whatever.
Coneheads. I'll accept a conehead.
Conehead, yeah. Get Dan Aykroyd involved.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, that's all for now. I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
And this has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta!
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.